The Health Plan. We are here for you. Presents Tribe Talk, covering all things in Indians athletics. Now, here's the host, the voice of the Indians, Travis Jones.
And we say hello again. Episode 74 of Tribe Talk, the podcast, our weekly look into Bridgeport Indians athletics. And we have got plenty to talk about and lots of great guests scheduled for you over the next month or so as school is back in session and sports season is underway at Bridgeport High School. Most teams, if not all, are either played scrimmages or have already played competitions that count. So we are definitely off and running for 2026-2027. On this episode of 74, we're going to talk with the former Bridgeport's boys soccer coach, Keith Dumas, fresh off winning the first ever boys state soccer title in Bridgeport Indians history. He's moved over to the girls program, and we'll talk about that decision coming up in just a moment and preview their season. They've got a few matches already under their belt, back in action coming up this weekend. Of course, in our final segment, we will take you around the schedules and get you updated on recent results and what is upcoming in the next week as well. So thanks for joining us. All right, Keith Dumas now on the line. And Keith, last time we spoke, I was congratulating you on a state soccer championship on the boys' side. In the offseason, you made the switch over to the girls' side. Kind of catch us up to date on what went into that decision.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of something I've always had in the back of my mind. My family and I discussed it, and, you know, with my two boys finishing up high school, and I have a daughter on the girls' team, and she sacrificed a lot over the years for me to spend time with those boys. And so I had just made the decision that when I heard Olivia was leaving the girls coach, we spoke about it during the season, and I had kind of made the decision at that point after focusing on the boys, I was going to spend some time with my daughter and focus on the girls team for a while.
So how'd your daughter take the news? You know, cause a lot of times that can, you know, that obviously is an exciting opportunity. You went through it with your son, but you know, it's sometimes it also puts some pressure on your child when your dad's the coach.
Yeah, you know, I mean, she actually took it pretty well. I mean, I had always been coaching the boys, my boys specifically, through high school. And I think she kind of just made the assumption it would happen, but wasn't sure after Olivia took over being young and a teacher if I was going to be their coach. But I was always going to help out in some way, regardless, and whatever form they needed me in. But she's kind of excited, you know. We talk a lot about soccer, obviously, we're a soccer family, and she was actually more excited than I thought she would be. Now after preseason, you might ask her that question again, and she might not be as excited as she was when I first told her.
I'm sure she's still fine. So all right. So when you take over the program, what's, you know, coming from the success of the boys, what's the first things you start to evaluate with the girls program and kind of where is the starting point for you?
Yeah, so, you know, you're taking over a team that, besides my daughter, has really never had access to me and my thought process. And so molding teams, girls who've already been there for 3 years, 2 or 3 years, into a new way of thinking is definitely different in – It takes time, and that's kind of my first step is to getting them to understand that I'm definitely a more tactical coach than I am a skill coach. I prefer you understand how the game's being played as opposed to working on skills all the time in practice and developing those skills. I think that once kids get to a certain age, they have to understand how soccer is to be played, or at least how I want it to be played with my teams. And so that was kind of my first step with the girls and introducing them to what we do and how we move and what process we're looking to put into place for them. And I've got to say they're excited and about it. And I know we're going to talk about it probably here in a minute, but we've had some really tough games at the beginning of the season, and I couldn't be more happy with where we are right now.
Yeah. I was going to ask you that. Where do you feel like you are at a good place in the process about where you thought you'd be?
Yeah, I mean, I mean, going into playing Nitro, girls who were state runner-ups last year, they lost to East Fairmont in the finals. And then playing the very next day, almost 12 hours later, Oak Hill, who was the Quad A state champions last year. probably two of the better teams we'll see this year, in the large scale of things. And so it really put us to the test early, and our response was really good. We obviously have found some weaknesses, but also some strengths in those games that are going to help us develop and prepare for the most important time of the season, is the end of October when you move into the playoffs.
You know, I figure when you go into this program and the style of play that you like to play, I know that's where you'd like to get by the end of the year. Balance that with what the tools you have to work with. How close do you think this club can eventually be to a Keith Dumas soccer team?
We'll definitely find the answer to that question here in a few months, but I think we're closer than I thought we would be. And I will say this, you know, there's differences between coaching boys and girls, which I'm learning, and I have still a lot to learn. But this is nothing against boys, but girls tend to mature quicker mentally, mm-hmm. and they listen better overall, and they kind of put those actions that I tell them into play almost immediately. Sometimes you boys, and I'm a boy, I can learn this from my own experience. I think I can do it better until I can't, and I actually go, well, maybe you're right, Coach. I should do it the way you're telling me.
Yeah, for sure. All right, so you mentioned the tough start. Got off to a good win at Phillip Barber, and then last weekend, very, very tough portion of the schedule. Doesn't get any easier coming up this weekend. Greenbrier East, historically a very good athletic program, comes to Wayne Jamison Field coming up on Saturday. But I know that this is something that you have done historically on purpose to really kind of throw your athletes into the fire at the beginning of the year and be able to make some adjustments and learn from it and get better.
Yeah, because there's a certain part of the schedule we don't have any control over, and we want to get access to the best teams we can early in the season. Number one, early in the season, so we can make adjustments. But yeah, I mean, Greenbrier East coming up this weekend, another Final Four team, and probably has a really good chance of getting back there as well. And we've got a lot of talented teams in this state between, all the classes, and I'm trying to play as many of them as possible, but I'm really looking forward to the challenge, because we have a week off now, and we started that process yesterday of getting ready to bring Greenbrier East in here and hopefully begin to work on those areas where we have some weakness. And we definitely have a plan for that already, and moving back into that between yesterday and today. So I'm excited for that as well.
Can you tell me a little bit about the club? I know you've got, looking at the roster, a pretty good, nice blend of some experienced young ladies back, but also, the soccer programs. I saw this with Nate as well. A lot of youth that is kind of injected into both programs, and very healthy rosters on both sides.
Yeah, I mean, we have 32 girls this year, and we have six seniors coming back, and five of those are starters for us right now. And so that number one is putting us in a place of some leadership roles because we're a very young team. We have very few juniors on our team, and we have a lot of sophomores, a lot of freshmen. And so they're not quite in leadership roles yet, just due to time and experience. And so, you know, we have four of those six girls on our seniors or captains. And some of them lead by example. Some of them lead by will. Some of them lead by voice. We have lots of different leaderships on this team. And you need them all to be in different moments for someone to step up and help. So I'm very excited about that prospect. And to give our youth on our team to understand what to look forward to and what it takes to be successful at this level and to compete at this level. And so those are all good things going in into the season and throughout the season, and hopefully carries on into the future as well.
Well, I know you certainly aren't turning a blind eye to the boys program and what you were able to hand off to your assistant coach, Nathaniel Jones, and I'm sure you're keeping tabs on them, and they're off to a great start. And I'm just kind of curious to get your thoughts on Nate and what type of head coach you expect him to be.
Yeah, you know, I mean, me and Nate, even though he was in Martinsburg with the team this weekend and I was down in the Charleston-Beckley area, I think we talked three times. And so we definitely keep tabs with each other. Sometimes we had a 7-year relationship and we were a great team. I mean, and sometimes with a new coaching staff for him and for me, you got to kind of go back to people you really trust and not just trust because you trust your new coaches. It's just, they don't know you and you don't know them. And sometimes you lean on them for advice. And so, we both did that, you know, this weekend, and we've been doing it through, well, since we kind of knew we were going to probably be taking over the head roles of two different teams, and we're going to continue to do that, and because it's nice to have that support, and sometimes just an outside eye of someone who can see your games and say, this is what I see, that, you know, and vice versa, and so I'm really glad to have that with him and that relationship with him, and we're both open to two suggestions. We know that we're better as two than we are as one, and that's the way all coaching staff should be. But I think that he's going to do a phenomenal job. I have complete faith in him. You know, and as any coach, any good coaches, you're going to make mistakes along the way. You just got to learn from them. And I've made my fair share of mistakes, and I probably will continue to do so. But it's only going to make me better and learn from them and move forward from there.
Well, I don't think he ever has to have any question whether or not you like him, considering the type of team you left him. You know, you definitely set him up for first-year success. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah. And the fact that, you know, he's deserving as much of it as I am, and you know, of course, the head coach, you get the good with the bad, and you get them both. And I'm as hard as it was to leave a team of that caliber, to leave it in someone's hand who's fully capable, it made my decision that much easier. And that's a kind of a compliment of him, of and how much I believe in him as a coach and what he can do with those guys.
For sure. Well, great start, buddy. We'll keep tabs on you, check in with you here in about a month or so, and look forward to seeing what the ladies are able to do on the pitch this season.
All right. Thank you, Travis.
Thanks, Keith. We'll do the whip around, as we call it, after this from the health plan.
We are there for you to care for you at the health plan. We are here for you.
It's good to have options for your family or employees. Rooted in your community since 1979, the health plan is your trusted partner. Get flexible coverage, exceptional support, and competitive rates.
The health plan, we are here for you.
All right, last weekend, so August the 22nd, was a busy, busy day on the sports calendar. The boys' soccer team was at Hedgesville. They came away with a 3-2 victory. On the varsity side, a 3-0 defeat at the hands of the Hedgesville Junior Varsity. The girls' soccer team, as you heard Keith mention, down to Charleston Catholic, they fell 2-0. Volleyball team also kicked off their season at Oak Glen with a multitude of matches on Saturday. They fell to Charleston Catholic 2-1, beat the Irish 2-1 later in the day, suffered a 2-0 loss at against Hoover, and fell to Spring Mills by the count of 2-1. So that is what has happened this past Saturday. Coming up this week, golf team is in action against Grafton on Tuesday. Volleyball will be down in Nicholas County. Boys soccer back in action on Tuesday at North Marion on Wednesday. Girls golf and boys golf will be together. The golf team, I should say. It's one combined team. They will be with Gilmer County and Robert C. Byrd at the Bridgeport Country Club. Friday, Tyler Ferris's sixth season as the head coach of the Indians kicks off as the varsity football team will host Buckhannon Upshur on Friday night at 7 at Wayne Jamison Field. On Saturday, we've got boys soccer against Greenbrier East, and girls soccer, also Greenbrier East, coming up on Saturday at Wayne Jamison Field. Back with you again next week on Tribe Talk.
You've been listening to Tribe Talk, presented by the Health Plan. We are here for you. Tribe Talk is a presentation of Bridgeport High School and WVRC Media. We are proud to live here, too.